WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Christopher Cruz. 17 trucks carrying food and medicine, two possibly loaded with fuel, moved into Gaza today. But CBS's Charlie Daggett says trucks are not the only thing that may be headed into the enclave.
What we've witnessed is a steady buildup of hundreds of thousands of Israeli troops and heavy equipment in staging areas, all pointed in one direction about a mile from Gaza.
As trucks enter Gaza, families are hoping the hostages being held by Hamas will be allowed to leave. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has that.
Officials are working to free more than 200 hostages still held by Hamas. The release of two Americans, Judith and Natalie Renan, has given hope to families, including this mother whose 23-year-old son, a U.S. citizen, was abducted from a music festival by terrorists.
We are hopeful that the people who were behind, you know, this wonderful release of Judith and Natalie will keep working night and day.
The Israeli military, meanwhile, says its troops in northern Israel are being attacked by a group in Lebanon. IDF Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Kornikas says Israel is responding.
Hezbollah is really trying to escalate the situation. Dozens of anti-tank missiles have been fired by Hezbollah at Israel. At this stage, we are responding to the aggressions only, and we haven't decided to escalate the situation further.
House Republicans will try again this week to elect a speaker. The man who was ousted from that position, Kevin McCarthy, tells NBC it's time to quit messing around.
Steve Scalise would have done an excellent job. I supported him. Jim Jordan would have. I just know this is not a time to play games. This is embarrassing for the Republican Party. It's embarrassing for the nation.
Detroit police continue to search for the killer or killers of a leader of a synagogue. CBS News Detroit reporter Kelly Vaughn says the woman was killed yesterday morning.
Police found Wool's body, which had been stabbed multiple times. They say they then followed a trail of blood from her body to her home, which is where they believe the crime occurred. Samantha Wool was the board president of the Isaac Agree Synagogue. In a Facebook post, the synagogue wrote that they are shocked and saddened to learn of her unexpected death.
A funeral is scheduled for this afternoon. Police in Maryland continue to search for a man they say shot and killed a circuit court judge last week, Washington County Sheriff Brian Albert.
It's a pretty big area that we're looking at. You know, it's hundreds of acres in there that, you know, within a 10-minute walk, you can be in a lot of places down there, especially with the canal. There's a railroad track that runs through, and then some other local roads.
This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Short.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The federal government just announced plans to build so-called hydrogen hubs, and Wisconsin is part of two of them. But environmentalists are concerned developers might increase carbon emissions. Suzanne Potter explains.
The feds just announced $7 billion in funding to produce hydrogen, which is used in hard-to-decarbonize sectors like aviation fuel, steel and glass production, power generation, refining, and heavy-duty transportation. However, as Patrick Drupp with the Sierra Club warns, the devil is in the details.
And if it's done correctly, maybe we can create some truly clean hydrogen to decarbonize. And if it's done wrong, we have a chance to actually further fuel the climate crisis.
Wisconsin will be involved with the Heartland Hydrogen Hub and the Midwestern Hydrogen Hub. Conservation groups are pressing for so-called green hydrogen, meaning hydrogen produced by electrolysis of water molecules, using renewable power built especially for the hub. They don't want plants to rely on existing renewable power, because once it is used, utilities could turn to other sources, such as coal and natural gas, to backfill demand. Some groups say so-called blue hydrogen is more acceptable because, although it uses methane, a potent greenhouse gas, it captures any carbon emissions and sequesters them. Drupp says the Sierra Club opposes blue hydrogen.
It still carries all of the same problems of using methane. It carries the same problems of fracking, potential methane leaks as you distribute the gas around the country.
Next, the Treasury Department needs to issue its guidance on the hydrogen tax credit that was created in the Inflation Reduction Act. That guidance will greatly influence how green hydrogen is produced and how the accounting for total emissions from hydrogen production is done. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Suzanne Potter.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning, and welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach is on the board. And very excited to have our next guest join the show. Again, I was out the last time that you joined, Joe, and I heard it was just a great segment. He is the owner of McClear Law Office in Oshkosh. Joe McClear, thank you so much for joining the show. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me back. I'm doing just fine. Hope you guys are as well.
Absolutely. Now, Joe, if you can, just take a little time to explain what kind of law it is that you practice.
In general, people would just say I'm elder law. But it's essentially what we cover is anywhere from simple estate planning to long-term care, Medicaid planning, and special needs planning. So the type of law that everybody could benefit from in the long run, essentially. And I give you the opportunity to actually come in and chat with an attorney in a time when you don't necessarily have to. You haven't gotten arrested. You're not getting divorced. You're not getting sued. Here you have the opportunity to come chat about what will be the inevitability for all of us. We all go someday, and for what would be most of us, a very likelihood of needing some long-term care in the future.
It's about looking ahead. It's about planning ahead, and it's about planning ahead for something, as you said, that is inevitable for all of us, but many of us just don't want to face our own mortality and end up putting things off and putting things off. Until then, it's too late. And then the people who have to deal with your estate are the ones left behind who then have to navigate, in some instances, what can be a really big mess.
Oh, without a doubt. And as it turns out, only about half of the people in this country bother setting anything up for their family. And so I encourage everyone to be in the happy and smart minority of things and actually put a plan together for everybody going forward, because if you don't, there can be some big problems for your family after you're gone, for sure.
If you have questions for Joe, you want to make a comment, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Joe, what are some of the consequences, potential consequences, if people do not plan ahead? What are some of the things that you have had to deal with or that you know of?
Well, I think you can probably, I mean, there's countless bad things that can happen, but there are three big ones. The first one would be for young families. Now, that young doesn't mean necessarily the individual has to be young or the couple has to be young. Technically, right now, I would consider Al Pacino to be part of a young family. He has a new baby at 83. That's a young family, because what happens when you have minor children and you don't have anything in your will to say, all right, here's who we want to take care of our kids if something were to happen to both parents? Do you know what happens? Do you know who gets to pick?
No.
The judge.
The court.
The court, yeah. The court gets to decide. It doesn't automatically go to any member of the family. So it's completely, this individual who you probably had never met in your life will be making this monumental life decision for your kids after you're gone. So you get to decide in advance, and you should. If you are old enough to have kids, you are old enough to put together a will to say, if anything were to happen to me and my spouse or the other parent, here's who we want to take care of our kids. If you don't, well, the judge is going to find out, and the judge is going to take nominations from pretty much anybody.
Really?
If you want to take care of these kids, raise your hand. And then if there's going to be a fight between this family and that family, this can go on for quite a while and could get pretty ugly.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
That really is terrifying. I know that in some cases, people actually put into their wills where their pets are going to go. You would think that children would take a little bit priority over where your pets are going to go.
One would certainly hope so. So, yeah, this is not just for folks who are nearing the end of their life, obviously. It's for anybody can succumb to the slings and arrows of life at any point. And so particularly if you have somebody to take care of, like a baby at home. So Al Pacino, if you're listening, update your will, for crying out loud.
Thanks for the advice.
And call McClear Law Offices in Oshkosh.
If you live in Wisconsin.
If you live in Wisconsin. Yeah. Okay, so that's one bad consequence. What would be another one that people should be aware of?
So the term that we use in the law is blended family, where you have children coming in from prior relationships, coming into a marriage. Now, this doesn't apply to my family. I did not grow up in a blended family. My wife did. Her folks split when she was very young, and they each remarried. So she had two families, two sets of parents for her entire life. Now, I know for a fact that they've taken care of their estate plan, but if they had not, whether or not my wife would actually inherit from their parents would all depend on who dies first. And that's it. If her birth parents pass away first, then she's not going to inherit anything, because then it all flows to the survivor, the step parent. And the step parent, if they didn't do any planning, it does not go to the stepchildren unless they're legally adopted, which doesn't happen in many cases.
Right.
So if you have a blended family and you say, well, I want to make sure that my kids don't get cut out, even if my now spouse survives me, then you got to have a plan in place, because otherwise you could bring one child into the marriage. You could bring five children into the marriage, particularly people who get married later in life. If you have a golden bachelor situation where if you have families and you get married again when you're a senior, well, if you don't have the right planning, then the children that you bring into the relationship, doesn't matter what you've built up to that point, may be cut off with nothing.
That seems really critical.
I would say so, yes. And so another thing, kids, you get an estate plan. Married, particularly second marriage, you get an estate plan, without a doubt.
Joe McClear is our guest. He is in law offices in Oshkosh, McClear Law Offices, dealing in elder and estate law planning. We're talking about if you do not make plans, if you do not make arrangements, what are some of the bad consequences that can fall on the people who are left behind? So you said there were three, Joe. What's the third one that we should know about?
Yeah, this is just three out of many. But the third one would be the idea that, oh, I'm never going to need long-term care. We've talked about it last time, that long-term care right now is over $10,000 a month if you need the extensive care in a nursing home. We talked about if someone like Greg needs it in 30 years, it's going to be over double that. Okay? So what's going to wipe you out almost completely? If you have certain things that you would just, you know, lose your mind, if your family would be crushed if you lost it, I'm talking about family cabins that have been passed down from generation to generation, family farms, family hunting land, these types of things, they're going to be on the chopping block. They're going to have to be liquidated and spent down. And it doesn't matter, you know, oh, but this family farm's been in my family since the turn of last century. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It's going to have to be liquidated and sold if you don't do any advanced planning. Here's one thing that people should know, that if you're married, the rules are more liberal in terms of what you're allowed to keep. But the idea, if you had done, say, a prenuptial agreement saying, hey, everything over here is mine, everything over there is my spouse. So if my spouse needs long-term care, they're not going to be able to touch my stuff. That's not the case in this state. If you are married, even if you are estranged, if you're legally married and you haven't talked to your spouse in 10 years, it doesn't matter. They're going to look at the combined assets of that marital relationship, and they're going to determine whether or not you're going to be eligible, and they're going to determine what's going to have to be spent down in order to get the care you need. So if you don't plan in advance, and I don't necessarily think that somebody in their 30s or in their 40s necessarily needs to really jump, run out and plan for long-term care. It might be a good idea to look at insurance options, which I often say are the first line of defense when it comes down to long-term care costs. But once you get into your later 50s and in your 60s and as you're approaching 70, then if you hadn't had anything in line at that point, you really need to put a plan in place because, as I mentioned last time, it's right the age of 75 when people start on average going into facilities. So I would say late 60s, you want to have a good couple of years in front of you where you're planning in place. If there's something that you just couldn't bear the thought of losing for your family, you got to put it in place. Because as I said, it's going to be about a 7 out of 10 chance that if you're over 65, that you're going to need some form of long-term care.
Well, and we were just talking last week, Joe, about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have been separated for the last 7 years and they're not divorced. So there are people who are separated for many, 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 many years and never get divorced. And I would, what you just said is a thunderbolt to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you've been separated for all of these years and your ex goes into a facility for long-term care, you're going to be on the hook for that, right?
Yeah, you are going to be on the hook, and I hope Will doesn't slap me for talking about him like this, but I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Just don't say her name.
Just
he'll be fine.
Just don't say
then.
Her name. Yeah,
I won't. Okay. So that's absolutely true. And so if you just never get legally divorced and you just split up, you can accumulate all of these assets and say, okay, I'm married, but not really. It doesn't matter. You could be on the hook for the long-term care expenses of your estranged spouse, at least in this state. And if they don't get it from you while you're alive, they're going to come after your estate after you pass on. So you think, well, I'm going to leave everything to my kids. Well, if your estranged spouse was in the nursing home for a couple of years, it could be sucked up by the estate recovery program in this state.
Yeah, just because you want them to go away and not be on the face of the planet doesn't mean they're actually not on the face of the planet once you split up, right?
No, and indeed, they're going to be there lurking in the background.
If you have a question for Joe, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Greg, go ahead.
Joe, I had a question. My wife and I, we are, we don't have children. We're in our mid-40s. I guess, but we do take the planning seriously, and we want to start talking about it in the new year. What is a path for us as far as what we should be doing?
Well, the most common legal answer, no matter the area of the law, is it depends. Okay. It really depends on what you want to do.
Yeah.
If you have things that you want to support, so you don't have children, but if you have other family members that you want to take care of, if you have charities that you want to take care of, for someone like you, I would say you have a litany of options in front of you. You could have a will-based plan. You have a trust-based plan. You set up your beneficiaries to take care of everything. But no matter what, you're at least going to want to have your powers of attorney in place if you don't.
We are coming up against the break. We will be right back with your calls and your questions. 844-967-2789. Our guest is attorney Joe McClear. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's 46 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach on the board. Our guest is elder and estate law planning attorney Joe McClear with McClear Law Offices in Oshkosh. If you have a comment or a question for Joe, 844-967-2789. You can call and or text. We have Chris on the line from Sun Prairie. Good morning, Chris.
Make a statement.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Chris.
Hi. Yeah. I just want to make a statement about the estate recovery program. I really believe that, you know, people that are getting their money called back by the program are people that actually benefited from the program. So if they're taking it out of your estate, it's because you already used those funds and they need those funds for the next person that's coming along. I know a lot of people don't like that point of view, but it is true. It's not like the estate's just coming along and taking something that wasn't already used for your family member. So, you know, it's a different point of view, I know. I think that we really need to go about this a little differently, and maybe we should just fund health care better and have better funding for long-term care so that people don't go broke with it. You know, that way we wouldn't have to, like, be doing this stuff to people and going and, you know, taking houses or whatever. But that's just my two cents. I believe the estate recovery program is a good program because we've got to pay for the next person that comes along.
No, you make a good point, Chris. You really do. I agree. That's a very valid point, and I think we could all agree that our healthcare system is a mess and the way we pay for our healthcare is a mess and people should not be going bankrupt just because you get sick. But whether or not that's going to happen, I don't know. This is more about just trying to protect yourself and to make sure that you're not left out in the, you know, just swinging in the breeze, right, Joe?
No, I agree. And that's a, you know, great point. Thank you for making that. It's I have no qualms with the estate recovery program. I think it's a very underfunded and under they don't have enough people working there. They don't have enough funds to get everything that they need to recover back that which is owed to them, or at least they're legally entitled to. I agree that our healthcare system, particularly our long-term care system, stinks in this state. The Medicaid reimbursement rate is paltry. Facilities are going under because of that. Many of them have to stop taking Medicaid because they can't keep the lights on. So we absolutely, right now, considering that right now the boomers are the ones who are aging into this population who are needing care, and the top, it's so top heavy right now that if we don't look into more properly funding this, then our ability to have care for folks, at least decent care, at least care that's not 5 hours away, it's going to be jeopardized.
Yep.
So absolutely, the estate recovery program is 100% a key part of that.
We have a whole bunch of calls lined up, Joe. Is there any chance he could stay for the second another segment?
Oh, sure.
Oh, great.
Sure.
Tom from Grafton is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Did you have a question for Joe?
Yeah, I have two questions. Is it cheaper to do an estate plan for a single person? And also, if I was to drive up and meet you people here up in Oshkosh, how much would I spend to set something up, do you think?
All right. Generally, I can only speak in generalities. Yeah, generally, it's less costly for a single individual to plan than a married couple. It's not. It's usually not too far off, but there's more work involved with a married couple. And me, like most folks who primarily work in estate and elder law, it's first meeting's no charge. Not everybody does that, but most folks will say, okay, first meeting's no charge. You come up and then we talk about your options, which could be one of many, and we'll say, all right, well, it's going to be about this. You go home and think about it, or you say, okay, here we go. It's up to you.
Thanks for the call, Tom. I think you should set up a satellite office here, Joe.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Down there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Southeast Wisconsin, for sure. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you have a question or a comment for Joe. Ross from Crawford County is on the line. Good morning, Ross.
Hi, good morning, you guys. I think I might know the answer after having listened, but I wanted to clarify, does a person go to a lawyer, or does one go to a financial planner, or is it sort of like a specialty referred to as estate planning?
Well, I would say both. Ideally, everyone has a good team of professionals at their disposal. It's going to be working with a law, you have an attorney, a financial planner, an insurance agent as well, to really couple this all together to make sure that, one, that your estate's going to work the way you want it to do with the best tax consequences, and two, if you are concerned about long-term care, that you have everything set up correctly, and that's going to involve all three phases, actually.
Did that answer your question, Ross?
It does, yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling.
We have a whole bunch more people lined up on the phone. Please don't hang up. We are coming up against the bottom of the hour break. Joe has graciously accepted. He's going to stick around for another break. If you have more questions for Joe, again, 844-967-2789. When we come back, Joe, I want to ask you to explain the difference between a trust and a will, and which supersedes what, and what's better to have. Should everybody have one or both? We'll try and get some of that stuff straightened out when we come back next. Taking your comments and your calls, stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin, and you are listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. 17 trucks passed through the Rafah crossing from Egypt into Gaza today, some reportedly carrying fuel, desperately needed by hospitals, says China Lo of the Norwegian Refugee Council.
The hospitals are quickly dwindling through their fuel supplies. The hospitals in Gaza are running on generators. They need to have fuel.
Police are looking for the killer or killers of a prominent Jewish official, says CBS's Matt Piper.
Samantha Wall, the president of a Detroit synagogue, has been found stabbed to death outside her home. A motive for the killing is not yet known.
A funeral is scheduled for this afternoon. Deputies in Washington County, Maryland, say they found the car belonging to the man they believe shot and killed a circuit court judge last week, Sheriff Brian Albert.
It's a pretty remote area, so it could have been there since Thursday night or sometime Friday.
The suspect is still at large. Police say Judge Andrew Wilkinson had ruled against the man in a divorce case. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Wisconsin, Jane Matinair, in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and our guest is attorney Jill McClear with McClear Law Offices in Oshkosh, talking specifically about estate planning, setting up plans for elderly relatives. And I wanted to have you on in fall, Joe, because Thanksgiving is next month, and people are going to be sitting around the table with their elderly relatives, and I think that's a really good time to maybe broach some of these things to make sure that people are making plans, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a tough conversation to have, but it's good to have those few minutes of awkwardness, maybe a little bit of silence, staring at each other. But what's the alternative? To not do anything, it's really just going to come back to bite you if you don't. It's a good time for doing that.
844-967-2789. If you have a question for Joe, you can call or text. David from California, thanks for hanging on through the break. David, what do you want to ask Joe?
Well, it was more of a suggestion, a way to improve everybody's credit rating post-Trump. So, in other words, if there's a lot of real estate deals that were done in New York, listeners, you know, somewhere in the listening area have business deals with Trump in New York, all of a sudden Trump's business ability in New York is yanked. And so what's that do to the credit rating of Wisconsin, Illinois, Texas, all of his supporters doing business with a known crook?
David, I don't know that that's Joe's area of expertise, but thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
Joe really focuses on estate planning and is setting up plans for elderly relatives and trusts and wills and things like that. So that might be
it's good to know that you guys are reaching California, though, isn't
it? That's fabulous.
Coast to coast.
I think that one's already taken there, Joe. I think that name's already taken.
Tony from Kenosha has also been waiting. Good morning, Tony. What did you want to ask Joe?
Do you have a question, Tony?
Yes, we do. We have a revocable trust with my daughter and granddaughter, with a new granddaughter named in it. And I was just wondering if something happens to the daughter and the granddaughter is still a minor. How is that handled? Are we at the mercy of the father, or can we put something language in there that it all goes to the granddaughter?
No, it's a very good question. You know, when it comes down to the backup planning, this doesn't happen, but we better plan for it. You can handle that yourself. Your plan should be relatively thick, and about 2/3 of it should be hopefully a waste of paper and ink covering the what happens here. So if your daughter were to predecease you, God forbid, you can determine what happens to it. If you want to take care of your granddaughter for sure, and you do not have to have her at the mercy of the father, you can say, all right, well, this is all going to go down to our granddaughter, but until she reaches a, you know, seasoned age, mid-20s or so, it's going to be held by this person over here who we do trust, or this bank, or this trust company. You can determine that well in advance. And when you have a revocable trust, you make adjustments as, you know, the time progresses on. So if your daughter does unfortunately predecease you, that would be a time for to come in and make adjustments to your plan right there.
Does that answer your question, Tony?
Yeah, so Jen, I just make an amendment to the trust then.
You absolutely can. Yeah. The thing about revocable trusts is they are easy to change. Nothing's set in stone. Something happens, you make yourself an amendment or restate the trust and get everything aligned with what's good for you at that point.
Thanks for the call, Tony. Have a great
day.
Thanks,
Tony.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Greg, you said you had a question.
Just something that as a son, my mother has a trust, and I have a friend who is going through the loss of a relative, and watching them go through it is making me become very, very proactive in what I know about my mother's trust and making sure I have everything available to my, like the other day I called her, I said, I want all the, you know, I need keys and I need the codes of your house. I need, because it's not just about what's in the book, and she's, and like you said, like her trust is a very thick book, but it's also about the forces around you. Like, you know, she owns property, but she lives on a condo a place that has condos. I can't think of that word, but I just want to make sure that no one's going to be coming to me saying, well, you don't have this, so you can't get in here. And you know what I mean? Like making sure you're totally covered, is part of that experience.
So that means, Joe, everybody involved needs to have copies of these documents, right?
It's not necessary for everybody involved to have copies of these documents. It all depends. I mean, you're certainly welcome to share your estate plan with your children and your family. I always say you keep it in a safe place, but not so safe that you're the only person who could ever get to it realistically. Okay.
Right.
Make sure that your family, the people who are going to be helping you out, can access it with relative ease. Now, that depends on, do you own your home? Do you rent? If you rent an apartment, then it can get a little dicey. If all of a sudden your documents are in there and you're your adult children don't have access to your apartment. It could be tough for them to get in. If you put it in a safety deposit box, which some people do, you got to let your bank know in advance. By the way, these folks, this list of names here, they can get into this box whenever they want, because getting into an argument with a bank after the fact, it's just to try to get what's in there. It could be nothing, but we got to know. That can be very, very time consuming and expensive.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I mean, what would you have to provide to the bank in order for them to grant you access?
Yeah.
Most likely a death certificate and your ID if they took care of it correctly.
Yeah, but anybody can come on with a death certificate and ID. How do they know that that person can access this safety deposit box?
Right. It can certainly be a mess if you don't pre-plan ahead. Some banks, I can't speak for all banks, will say, all right, well, if you provide a death certificate and provide proof that you are a relative, we will be there in the room to open the box to see if there's a will in there. Okay, but you can't look to see what else is in there. We'll see if there's a will, if there's a trust or some sort of documents in there, but that's all we're going to give you. And if I can't say every bank's going to do that for you though.
Yeah. Yeah. I know for my mom's experience, she has a copy at her house. It's not locked up, but there's also a copy with her financial advisor who helps set up the actual plan. So when the day comes, we just have to make a phone call and we are provided the information.
Well, and it just
usually that's how it works too. Yeah. I mean, I most attorneys will keep a copy of everything that they produce, at least for a while. So if you can't find the original copy, but you happen to know which law firm they worked with, give them a call. They probably have a copy.
And what Greg said made me think too, Joe, what about passwords? You know, passwords for your email, passwords for your bank accounts, passwords for if you don't have that all documented somewhere for the trustee or the heirs, you're kind of leaving them with a mess there too, right?
Yeah, there are certain distributions. There's a book called I'm Dead, Now What, for example.
I love where that.
It's basically you fill this thing out and it says, okay, here's all the information my family needs to know. Who should they contact? Who are the professionals I work with? And what are my passwords? That is a big thing. And a lot of folks write it down for their own sake because they forget their own passwords half the time. So that's usually an extra document that's provided that would say, okay, this is very, very key, particularly if you're of a type of person that uses the computer a lot to access these accounts, to shut down your social media sites and whatnot. Very, very important to have that handy for your family.
And what is that document called again?
It's a book, and I don't think the title is copyrighted because I've seen it on several different publications. It's called I'm Dead, Now What?
I'm Dead, and, Now What?
Yeah, and if you look it up on Amazon, you'll find dozens of similar books that you can order up and fill out. I usually buy them by the box full and hand them out to my clients.
That sounds really useful. It really does. Joe McClear is our guest. He is an attorney with a law office in Oshkosh, and we're talking about estate planning and wills and how to make sure you are protected and how to make sure your relatives are protected. A texter from the 608 Joe says, can you will a property you don't live in to a nephew?
Do you own it? If you own it, sure.
I have to imagine, yeah.
If you don't own it, then I'm going to will the Brooklyn Bridge to somebody.
Yeah, as long as you own it, right? And you have the property title and that stuff. Yeah, that comes under your estate, correct?
Yes, but of course, if you co-own it with somebody, then it will depend on how you co-own that property. If you own it jointly, no. If you own it as tenants in common, then you can at least will your interest to somebody else.
Okay.
So, yeah, it depends. If you own it outright, absolutely.
And a text from the 541, my parents' house was destroyed by fire a few years ago. Do you retain a copy as the attorney of record of your client's wills, trusts? And you kind of said before, Joe, that most attorneys will keep records, but how long they keep them is entirely up to the law firm, correct?
Yeah, it's completely up to the firm. It's not an obligation to keep anything. I mean, most will, just as a matter of course. A copy of almost every legal document is as good as the original, except for a will. A will copy can be used, but you got to prove to the court saying there's no way we're going to find the original. If the court says, hey, you haven't looked enough, they're going to make you go out and run around and try to find the original. You got to be able to prove to the court satisfaction that the original is never going to be recovered. Other than that, a copy of a power of attorney document, a copy of a trust, those are inevitably going to be just as good as the original.
But don't copies lack a raised notary seal? Is that an issue?
Well, you actually, the seal doesn't need to be raised. Like mine is just a stamp, say it right here.
Okay? Oh, really? So it's not just the a stamp. It's not the squid, yeah. the
You so can have you can have the embossed version,
yeah.
Or you can just have a stamp as a notary. I used to be a notary.
Yeah.
I want to be one again. I loved it.
Really?
Yes.
That's
you know how a lawyer becomes a notary in this state?
Graduate from law school.
The check clears.
Hey,
that's it. I'm a notary for life. It says permanent on here.
Yep.
You can't take that away from me.
All right.
It's one of my greatest things that ever happened to me.
844-967-2789. We've only got a couple more minutes with Joe, about 3 minutes. In our last segment, and we were to do this earlier, but we had so many calls lined up. Greg was at a wedding in Texas over the weekend. Basically, the greatest wedding ever.
The greatest wedding ever.
The greatest wedding ever held. So we're looking for stories about great weddings that you have been to. And Joe, you said you had one that you wanted to share.
Well, I just want to say that I've gotten one black eye in my entire life. And it came 36 hours before I got married.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Yeah. So the big ring was there. I got, you know, I went to a beauty salon to get it makeuped over. And so it was there in certain pictures. You could say, what's going on with his eye? It's halfway closed.
Did she punch you before the wedding? Is that what happened?
No. It was my best man. He headbutted me. It seemed like a good idea at the time. That's all I could say.
Joe.
Oh my God, Joe.
Did she just want to?
But take advice from me. Hey-o.
this was before I entered this area of the law, we'll say. Okay, I've grown then. That was in my 20s.
It was a different time.
It made a great story during the honeymoon, and I got a whole bunch of free wine just by telling that story.
I bet you did. That's great. Well, we will be taking your great wedding stories after the break. Joe McClear, such a pleasure to have you on. If you have questions for Joe, you can reach out to him. We will have his contact information in the show notes once the podcasts are up, and you can find Joe McClear. McClear Law Offices in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I hope to have you back the next time you can make time for us. I promise we won't take an entire hour of your time, but there was just really a lot of interest in it, and I think people just have, we have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
People
so
just
popular,
have a lot of
Joe
questions.
McClear. So popular.
By the way, everybody who called in, I will be sending you a bill.
Yeah.
You can't find them. All right, Joe McClear, we will let you go. Thank you so much again for joining us. Have a wonderful day and stay close. Your greatest wedding ever held stories coming up right after the break. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done. over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Breeze.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. 10 minutes before high noon, Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Buck is on the board. One last segment. Morning flew by.
It's just so fast.
Yeah, it really is fast.
Fast and fun. And folks, can I just say something? Jane, can I say something real quick?
Of course.
If you're not watching the live stream, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or
YouTube,
you're missing out on quality faces, quality action.
Chair dancing,
thumbs ups.
Yeah.
Like fake high fives because Jane and I are separated by a wall. But it behooves you.
Ooh, behooves.
Thank you. It behooves you to stop what you're doing. If you're driving, stop driving right now. Pull up your phone in a secure location. Watch us on the YouTube or the Facebook or the Twitter and enjoy a visual and aural experience.
Well, cut that into a promo, my friend. Boom. Done for today. And the other thing you can do, too, is if you watch us on the stream, on any of the streams, you can also comment. And we see those as well. And you can see when I make mistakes and put comments that are only intended for Greg into the general comment section. So as I just did this morning.
Put that into a promo. Boom.
Earlier this hour, we were talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly about red dye number 3 and if this was going to affect Skittles and, you know, the red color in candies. And we started talking about how some of us may choose to eat our Skittles because I separate them by color and then I work up from the what I consider the lesser colors. I work my way up to red. Texture from the 608 listening in Madison says Skittles are all the same flavor.
They are, Jane. I hate to break this to you.
I disagree. I disagree.
Okay.
The red ones taste different than the green ones.
Of course they do.
Well, then they're not all the same flavor.
I'm being sarcastic.
Sarah Lake on the stream says, similar to Jane, I eat my Skittles by color. However, I'm the oddball who sorts them, lines them into a pattern, and then eats them one at a time.
All right, Sarah.
Bravo,
okay.
Sarah.
Embrace your
weird Skittle.
You know, I shouldn't talk. You should see me eat a Jimmy John sandwich. It looks like I'm a serial killer. I have a very very specific process while eating a Jimmy John's meal.
Good to know. Hey, you are at the Laughing Tap.
Oh, well, not right now. I'm right here.
I know that. But at the Laughing Tap this weekend, we never got to the segment yesterday. So who's headlining this weekend?
Oh, Mr. Zach Martina is returning for year 3. This is like October's his time. And Zach Martina is a very funny man from the Michigan area. He's performed all over the country. We love having him here. Tickets are available right now, laughingtap.com, $20, no drink minimums. What can you do with that? You can come out and enjoy yourself.
Yes, for sure.
But he'll be here one show on Friday, 2 shows on Saturday. LaughingTap.com. And just as a, you know, it's about 2.5 months ahead of time, but tickets are now available for our New Year's Eve shows.
Oh, wow.
With Nate Craig. Once again, this is his third year as well doing our New Year's Eve celebrations. There are three specific packages you can get. You know, you can get a regular single ticket. You can get a ticket that gets you two people in, and then there's a VIP package as well. So go to LaughingTap.com for more information on that as well. Those tickets sell out fast.
What a great place to spend New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we have a great time. We have an early show, so we do like a fake New Year's Eve countdown so people can get out of there, go home early.
Get home, fun.
And then we have ourselves a countdown at midnight. There's champagne involved. There's fun hats. We do it up, and it's a very, I believe, inexpensive night of entertainment.
Absolutely. So, when you look at what restaurants charge,
oofers,
and how the prices go up dramatically for that one night.
Oh yeah.
I think that's a great deal for New Year's Eve. And what better way to ring in a new year by laughing at things? Yeah.
And Nate Craig is amazing. He just released his new special Live at the Green Mill, which I had the pleasure of seeing recorded live.
Nice.
And it is on the All Things Comedy Network, which is Bill Burr's comedy network. They are very good friends. They tour together a lot. In fact, Bill Burr was just here on the 8th, and Nate opened up for him at the Pfizer.
So
get your tickets for that. Get your tickets for Zach Martina. That's going to be an amazing lineup as well. We're going to have a lot of fun this weekend, kind of coming down from the fest.
Sure.
But still got great shows happening every single weekend and other days as well. So LaughingTap.com for that information, or MilwaukeeComedy.com for our remote shows, and just be a part of the fun.
Definitely. Definitely.
Come on.
All right. We got just a couple of minutes left before we go to the top of the hour news. Go for a drive in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
If you can. The colors around, at least in the Waukesha area, Milwaukee area, are really starting to peak. And you had mentioned too, Greg, when you're driving up from Kenosha out here to Waukesha, that there are some areas that are just gorgeous right now.
Yeah. So 894 heading westbound. That like half that area as you're getting to the Beloit exit. Once you hit that Beloit exit and you take 43 southbound towards Illinois, that whole stretch is picturesque.
Just glorious.
If I had the money, I would invest in making like a stop where you could just pull off the side of the road and just take pictures. Even off the freeway, it's still gorgeous.
So enjoy it. Get out. Go for a drive this weekend, because those aren't going to last too much longer.
Narp.
No, the trees are already starting to drop their leaves. So,
and it's going
to
get wet and cold.
Yes, this is the natural progression of the seasons, Greg Buck.
Yeah, I understand that. You know what else? All Skittles taste the same.
The red ones are the best ones.
Sure.
The green. You start orange, green,
Jane,
yellow, red.
Jane, Sarah Lake, if you're listening and watching, of course they are. Yes. Of course they taste different.
Don't yuck my yum, dude.
I'm not yucking your yum.
Okay.
I never do that. I've never done that in my life.
Carol Kane will be here tomorrow. I hope you will join us. And Dr. Mike will be here to fix your life. Stay tuned for the news. Thank you so much for calling and texting. Thank you most of all for listening. We really, really appreciate it. Have a great day and stay close. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hustle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 AD P. Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.